32.
America tonight, from the left coast to the west coast to all the spots in between in this great country. What is everybody talking about? Bin Laden. We knew it would carry through the week. Of course it's going to carry through the week. There's still a lot of questions that need to be answered in the drama, how it played out. More details are coming out. What about the photograph? Leon Panetta, the CIA boss man, says he's going to release the Osama pictures, that they will be released. Some people are actually saying that the celebrations across the United States, in Washington it was big, in New York it was big, and a lot of people celebrated at their town square, especially late on Sunday into Monday morning. Some people are saying it's offensive that there were celebrations over the death of Osama bin Laden. I'm going to say they're sourpuss because after everything that this country went through, hacking off the head of the snake was what we needed. I don't care how you twist it, spin it, look at it, want to be cynical about it. We needed to take a breath and we needed to say this man is gone. Period, end of story, no matter what conspiracy theory you can cook up or what you think is really going on or what about the pictures that are already floating around. Who cares about any of that? I mean, the bottom line is that he no longer is part of the conversation as far as, well, we have to get bin Laden, and that's the whole thing. And that's why we're in Afghanistan, to get rid of the Taliban, which is also part of the terrorist network that could strike at us at any moment. So it's interesting the details that are starting to come out and just how risky this operation was. I kept using, and what I heard from people was that it was a precision-based deal. Of course it was. They were threading the needle like nobody's business, trying to get copters down, get into the compound, get bin Laden, and get out of there, get his body, etc. Oh, of course. Anybody alerted to this fact, they easily could have ended up those SEALs, some of them dead. So the CIA director is saying the photograph of bin Laden's body is going to be released at some point. It's up to the White House, though, because the boss man, the true boss man, makes the final call. No decision has been made. I heard from a source of the Pentagon, it's really what they're talking about, how much information should be out there. It's not about what the American people see, it's about what people who would get riled up over the photograph would see and do. By seeing that, what would they do? So the question, there's a couple of simple questions. Should the photograph, the real photograph, be released? An image of the body would convince the doubters about his death, but it could also ignite the flame for the people who want to see harm come to the United States. So I guess they're weighing the option. Should it happen? The first batch shows bin Laden's body very clearly. It was taken at a hangar in Afghanistan. One is clear. One is a gruesome picture of his face. He's shown with a massive open head wound across both eyes. Now, that image is already kind of floating around, which they say is not the true image, though. So, and then there are other photos that show the raid on the compound, bin Laden's burial at sea, all that kind of stuff. But the one that's being floated is a fake. The Facebook thing, that's a fake one. Now, you have people like Dianne Feinstein, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, the senator from California, who says, why do we have to release a photo? There's no, do we need more other evidence to prove bin Laden is dead? The DNA is there for everyone to see. The DNA shows it. Why do we have to see this photograph? Why do we have to keep fueling this fire? Isn't this pretty useless? It was important to get the body. Homeland Security Committee Chair of the Senate, Joe Lieberman, thinks the opposite, that it's necessary to release the image to erase any doubts. Bin Laden's dead. Let's release pictures of the body to confirm that he's dead. What do you think? Release or not? 800-259-5791. Here's Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House, her thoughts on the photograph.
I believe, as you know, in giving the administration room to make its decisions about what is in our national security interest, and I'm sure that will figure in releasing or not releasing the photos.
Okay, so it's pretty much her spin was what we said. Do you release it? Do you not release it? And does it do more harm than good? I think that you do release it. Because then, and listen, if people really think it's fake, they're going to still spin it that way. There's a million ways to spin things. It's like everybody's truth is different. In other words, all of us can see the same thing. We can see the same photograph, and we're all going to come up with a different point of view with what we see. I think releasing the image is not going to hurt anything. Releasing it and saying, okay, here, you want it. Here's Bin Laden. Here's the hole in his head. So let's just make sure that we erase any of those doubts out there, or at least some of them. You're never going to satisfy everyone. How about Congressman Pete King from New York on Bin Laden and the whole waterboarding thing? Because that's the other aspect of this. Ooh, can't waterboard, can't get any information that way. Lo and behold, waterboarding worked, and that's how ultimately the trail was led to Obama's compound. Take a listen.
There's no doubt that there have been elements in the ISI which have not been supportive of our position. Which have at least a dual loyalty. But there was a feeling that we got more from the relationship than we lost.
Initial information about the courier came from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed after waterboarding.
Spoken to people who are very close to the situation who said initial information came from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed after he was waterboarded, directly relating to the courier.
So there you go. It's widely known now that this is exactly what happened and what were the benefits of waterboarding. Well, those interrogation techniques helped to lead to Bin Laden. And it's interesting to see that people, even some top Democrats, are giving Bush credit. Nancy Pelosi made a call to Bush to thank him for his efforts in the terrorism cause and trying to stamp it out and chasing Bin Laden, because they realize now some of the stuff that came out at the tail end of the Bush administration carrying into this one, like this question of waterboarding, what happened at Guantanamo, because remember it was, oh, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded and nothing was said, nothing came out. It didn't lead to anything, but now that turns out that's completely false. They just didn't release that information. All right, we're taking your calls next. 800-259-5791. We'll get right to it on the flip side here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Release the photographs or not? Do you need more proof? 800-259-5791. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we're hoping to squeeze in a little segment called We Can Count. But before we do that, let's go to David in Texas. Hi, David.
Hello, Madam President. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And the Brush with Fame, I've got one for you. William Sadler, we had a cup of coffee up in Las Colinas not too long ago. It was actually the William Sadler, Bill Sadler.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell everybody, do you think there's people who don't know who Bill Sadler is?
No. I know there's people that don't know who Bill Sadler is, but he was in The Green Mile. He was in Hard to Kill, a couple other ones, too.
He was good in The Green Mile.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Shangshaw Redemption, he was in that one.
Oh, I love Shangshaw Redemption. That was a great movie.
Yep. So there's your brush with fame for me.
How was he nice? I mean, you said you had a cup of coffee. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually sat down and had a Starbucks cup of coffee. It was inside of a hotel. I was waiting for a charter when I was driving bus, and I went in. I was having a Starbucks withdrawal, so I went in and into their Starbucks that they had inside the hotel. He was in there grabbing a cup of coffee. We sat down and had a long chat over a cup of coffee. It was pretty cool.
And how long ago was this? Couldn't have been too long ago, right?
Super Bowl weekend.
There you go. This is not very long at all. Just a few months ago, really.
Right. And, I used to say that we need to play when Obama gets taken out of office. We need to do the same theme song for Osama. Another one bites the dust for him. He's gone. He's done. No more. And, of course, there's going to be reaction, but, I think they ought to release the photos of Eamon and with a nice little thing saying, or with the song "Another One Bites the Dust" there with it, but also a kind of an ad saying, "Mess with the United States, this is what will happen."
Yeah, there you go. That, and that's maybe that's the message to be sent for doubters and for others who don't think we have resolve and somehow we're not the superpower we were. Watch out, because we'll get the job done, whatever's necessary. And they sat on this, they practiced this, those Navy SEALs, and then they executed it brilliantly. That's what happened.
You know, being former Army, I know some of the tactics that they went through and used. I wasn't in the Special Forces, but you know, I still have a pretty good idea of what was going on there. And a lot of what they show you on TV, some of it is what they do, and some of it they what they do is classified. On how they train and whatnot on it, but yeah, they did a heck of a job, you know.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely, they did a great job. Hey, well, congratulations, David, because you did get a copy of. We liked your story. You did get a copy of Evel Knievel's book, so you need to send me your address. You know how to get a hold of me on the flip side through PT. Thanks, David. And for everybody who calls in with a good brush with fame, I think his was good. You could tell David was sincere talking about it was an accidental meeting. It makes sense. There was a lot of people in town for the Super Bowl, just like every year. If it's in Miami, or if it's in San Diego, if it's in Detroit, wherever it is, there is the chance that you could have a little brush with fame. That was a good one. I like that one. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, Bill Sadler played the blonde lieutenant, or the blonde colonel in Die Hard 2, the one where the airport's hijacked.
Yeah.
He's the one that's running the bad guys.
So, I like those first couple of Die Hard movies. The first one was great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you remember the one where they hijacked the airplane, the airport, right? That's him. I'm just trying to help people who don't know who he is maybe recognize the face or something like that, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, of course, everybody recognizes Bin Laden's face, huh? So, all my papers sold out. Do you think I should be profiting off of somebody's death? So,
it's good they all sold out. It makes it easier. There you go.
But anyway, though, hey, I was just felt like it was in Romeo. Sorry, I had a headache last night, but I wasn't too talkative. But I felt like it was in Rome all Monday. I'm like, crying out loud. This is the way the Romans were back in the day when, they just cheered when people were killed or whatever, And I was just, you should never be happy at somebody's demise. But this guy's case, hey, they gave him the opportunity to surrender, and he didn't want to. So he took his own way out, what I'm saying? So...
You got to remember, this is an evil guy. It's like when you go to the movies and there's the evil guy that everybody wants to see go. They want to see him get the shakedown, get killed, whatever. And in the case of Bin Laden, I mean, Don, you know this. Think of the destruction he caused, and who knows how many, not just in the United States, but other places as well. Think of the coal. Think of Mumbai. Think of those embassies. He needed to go and pay for what he did. This was a spoiled, wealthy guy, Bin Laden. He was born into massive wealth in Saudi Arabia. And, gee, what did he do with it? He really helped the world, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, we put our troops on Saudi soil. He declared war on us, and nobody took him serious until he started killing people. It kind of goes back to back in the revolutionary days. We would hide out in the woods and hijack attack the British when and they considered us because we didn't have the men or the money at the time to form an army until Washington did, and then the big Revolutionary War happened, and the rest is history. This guy didn't have enough money to build an army, so he just resorted to terrorism, which is a cowardly thing to do, but at the same time, he was willing to die for it. He's dead, and now the question, I guess, is, you know, what moving forward. And, you know, I listen to this congressman today. He's like, oh, we got to get out of Afghanistan now. He's the reason we're there, et cetera. Let's just leave, you know. And we didn't learn after, you know, Charlie Wilson's war, you know, getting the Soviet Union out of Afghanistan, and we just left. And then look what happened. Taliban took over, you know, the way they treated the women, you know. We invite Al-Qaeda there, you know, terrorist training ground. And, you know, I mean, you remember Bin Laden, he was in the Sudan, wasn't he? And then they offered him up or something like that to Clinton, and Clinton didn't take him. You know, he didn't know. You know, so, you know, and then the question is, I was wondering, you know, I guess they decided to, they buried him at sea, and the question I have is, you know, I guess they said they didn't want to have some kind of shrine or whatever, you know, where people were showing up to, you know, to worship them or what, evil or whatever. And I started thinking, well, you know, anybody that would show up for them, show up to worship them at a shrine or whatever, and, you know, in his honor or whatever, you know what I mean, at his grave site, that would be Al-Qaeda people, wouldn't it? We'd just shoot them right then, right?
And that's how we could get them all, yeah.
We could have used them as human bait instead of used them as fish bait, you know. And so, but, you know, it's pretty bad. You know, I guess they asked the Saudis if they wanted the body back or whatever, you know. And the Saudis said they didn't want it. That's bad when your own country don't want you back, you know. So, anyway, and then, you know, last thing I heard. By the way, did you hear about the no-hitter tonight?
I did. We talked about it already. Incredible for a twin pitcher who was struggling, didn't think he was going to even be in the rotation. Francisco Liriano, just a great job. 120-some pitches he threw, and it was huge.
Yeah, you know, and Gardenhire, you know, of course, they were only up one zip, so when the guy got on, you kind of like getting a little nervous there, you know, should I pull him or, you know, but he stuck with him, so good call by him. But anyway, though, last thing now, I guess there was a call to the White House, and they're trying to assess now, you know, the oceans are getting just attacked. I mean, this is just horrible. I mean, you had the Gulf with Boy BP oil spill last year, and then you just had the tsunami and all the junk that got washed out to sea and the nuclear radiation in the water. And now the poor Indian Ocean couldn't even get away from it. They got Bin Laden, so...
What a note to end on. Thanks, Don. We're up against it, rather. We're still talking about Bin Laden and whether or not the photograph should be released. CIA director still, Leon Panetta, says they will be released, he thinks, at some point, but it's the White House's call. What do you think?
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide provide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say,
show me the photographs or not, America. Kate Delaney hanging out with all you. 800-259-5791. Here's what I want to know. How many people knew where Bin Laden was for how many years? He might have lived in that million-dollar compound for about 6 years, they say. So there were people protecting him. I love the former president of Pakistan, Musharraf, who got all excited about what happened, saying the U.S. really shouldn't have been there. Really? I wonder what Musharraf knew. Certainly he has made a mint in the U.S. speaking to groups, and people embrace him. A lot of people embrace him and have welcomed him to give speeches and whatnot. And I'm thinking, what did this guy know? I mean, give me a break here. So Bin Laden wasn't surrounded by armed Arab bodyguards or the Mujahideen who were side by side with him in Afghanistan when they fought against the Soviet Union. We saw how that ended. But he had two Pakistanis, according to some of the information that is coming out, which we already know. One was the courier. And both of those men died with him during the raid on the compound. Of course he didn't have a lot of armed guards, because that would have drew more attention to where he was. But I gotta believe that there were people that knew he was there or had an inkling that he was there. Heard a rumor, something. It's like celebrities of a different kind. I don't care what country you're talking about. I care how far back you're talking about. I don't care whether it's Pakistan or someplace else in the Middle East. There's no way that a bunch of people didn't know that he was there, especially after a 6-year time period. I refuse to believe that. It all makes sense, too, because I want to know what's on the stuff that they removed from the compound, all the hard drives, all the computer stuff they got, all the video and audio he was releasing. People certainly must have been coming and going from that compound. Now, it's like a sideshow there because everybody's going to see what they can see behind the walls. And apparently, two Pakistanis owned the house. And what some neighbors are saying is that they never caused trouble. They were friendly on the street. They strolled with their kids around their house. They were in their 30s. They were married. They had preschool age children. And we know that there were a lot of children that were there at the time that were in the compound. So that makes sense. So assimilating, just like many have done in the United States. Dianne Feinstein, here's what she had to say about bin Laden and the interrogation. You know, now that it's coming out, which we already knew about the waterboarding with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, but now finally there is the conclusion that, okay, this led to catching ultimately bin Laden because so many people were up in arms about the whole waterboarding thing. Here was her take.
It does cause one to question how this kind of facility, which stood out, was close by a military academy, could exist for the length of time it did exist. I think we have to know whether they knew. If they did, the Pakistanis knew. If they didn't know, why didn't they know? Why didn't they pay more attention to it? To the best of our knowledge, based on a look, none of it came as a result of harsh interrogation practices. Was this just benign indifference, or was it indifference with a motive? I don't know what the answer is, and we need to find that out.
Okay, it's the opposite of what we're hearing as far as the interrogation. You heard what she said about the Pakistanis and how could they be that close to that facility and not know. A lot of questions. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello.
Well, thank you, Kate. I've had several brushes with fame as a childhood movie star. And then later on, in Crescent City, I was having lunch at a very nice restaurant on the bay there called the Chart Room. And I was introduced by another gentleman to Ernest Borgnine. And I got to sit down with him and his son, James, and talk to him about The Flight of the Phoenix, which I'd seen, and gave him a short history of some of the movies that I'd seen him in. And we talked for a few minutes, and then I politely excused myself because I didn't want to be a bother to him while he was having his oysters. And so I just did my thank you very kindly for the time together, and it was nice meeting you, James, and you've always been one of my favorite stars, and so I went on from there.
Oh, James, you mean Ernest?
No, Ernest was there and his son, James.
Oh, James' son, too. At the Chart House, wow. Well, that's, I think that's a pretty good brush with fame. For people who don't know who Ernest Borgnine is, he's been in a lot of movies, especially from the past, but even like one where he had a big role that that was played over and over and over again. He was in Member of the Poseidon Adventure.
And also The Wild Bunch with all those stars such as William Holden and a great many other in the cast.
Sure.
Very, very good character actors. And he played a brilliant part in there as a rough, tough, no-nonsense person.
And wasn't he in McHale's Navy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a big one, too.
I even reminded him of one of his movies that I saw him in where he played with Victor Mature in the 40s, where he played the part of an Amish gentleman that had to give up his faith to save his family from murderers and actually commit murder himself to save his own family. And he said, "You got a good memory."
You have to like that. That's a good one. That's a good brush with fame, I think.
Yeah,
what do you
yeah.
think? What do you think, Matt? Do you think we should send him a book? He's cleaning us out, Dan, in Texas. Do you think that's a good one? He's saying nothing. Yeah. Oh, all right. He gave you the applause. That means you're in. You are in. This guy, Ernest Borgnine, too, was born in 1917, and he's been involved in the movies in six decades, rather. That's crazy. That's pretty big. You win a book.
I got a joke for you if you want it.
Let's hear it.
Okay. This bum was walking down the street, and he seen another bum that he knew real well. The guy was driving a brand new Cadillac, and he was dressed to the nines. And he said, "Joe, how did you come into all this money?" He says, "Well, you remember that circus we used to mooch drinks with, that little canary and that mouse that used to play the piano and the canary would sing?" And he says, "Yeah." He says, "I sold it for $250,000, but I'm going to go back and give the guy back $50,000 of his money." He said, "Joe, why are you going to do a thing like that?" He said, "Well, I cheated him." He said, "That canary couldn't sing. That mouse was a ventriloquist."
That's a good one. Thank you. What a note to let him fly off on. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
How are you? What do you have? What's going on? What's shaking in your world?
Oh, I just listened to some of these idiots in the country don't believe Obama's dead. I mean, Obama, Bin Laden's dead. They think it's all fake. But why would he fake, you know, why would Obama fake that? I mean, what does he think they're going to gain by faking it?
Well, the thought would be if he fakes it, oh, maybe he'll get a bump in the election because here he gets the bad guy that blew up so many people on 9/11, you know, 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago. But, yeah, too risky to play that kind of crazy hand. And why would he play it? He has nothing to gain from that because he's already got enough juice in the polls. It wouldn't make any sense.
No, no. Bin Laden, I do pop up somewhere and on TV say, "Well, here I am. I'm still alive. I'm talking to all of you." So, you know, I don't understand what they're thinking, but I figure they're Sarah Palin voters, so I just put that to rest.
Oh, you're awful.
You watch your wedding?
I saw the highlights of it because I could not. Are you kidding? I would never sit and watch 6 hours of the royal wedding. Please tell me you did not watch 6 hours of the royal wedding, did you?
I've seen Fergie's daughters with them hats. You see that?
Well, I think the hat deal is so weird in England. I don't get it. They wear very strange hats. Some of them almost look like flying saucers. Yeah.
Yeah, the one Fergie's daughters look like one had antlers or something. Like that. I just want to see if she's on a Halloween party or something.
Yeah, that's not flattering to any woman, antlers on your head. I have to say, I don't care if you're the most beautiful woman in the world. I don't think it would look right on anyone. Yeah,
I mean, I'm ridiculous. I mean, I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah,
but
I don't get it. And, you know,
anyway.
They are very strange. And here's the thing. You go from the UK and the hats from that wedding deal to our Kentucky Derby, which is coming up. And that's all about, one of the traditions there is about wearing hats.
Hats,
you know, I have a cowboy hat. I have a Australian Outback hat. And I wear a lot of baseball caps. I have a lot of baseball caps for when I'm working out or whatever. But crazy hats with antlers, you'll never catch me dead in one of those.
No, I mean, they're some ridiculous. But you see Hillary after Obama announced she's on TV the next day, her new hairdo.
I did see Hillary. The photos they're releasing of that little war room, she looked pretty intense when she was watching what was happening on the compound they were watching it in real time, what was happening with the Bin Laden kill.
I didn't recognize it first because she had that new hairdo.
Yeah.
On her.
Well, she's going to be a grandma now, so she's kind of transitioning from political life to the life of being a grandmother to Chelsea's
grandmother.
Grandmother to the future child that's going to be Chelsea and her husband's. Rick, thanks for the call. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendabite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendabite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Topping this edition of We Can Count, because after all, it is all about the numbers. Did you know that the president took 16 hours to make up his mind about the bin Laden mission? John Brennan, the other day, his top man as far as security is concerned, coming out of the White House, really, said that he thought it was such a gutsy call for the president to make, and he did think about it. You know, they had the information. He slept on it before he decided to tell the military chiefs, okay, go ahead, realizing you have these hit squads of Navy SEALs who weren't even told who they were preparing to capture. They might have kind of guessed it, but they didn't officially know it, even though they had practiced the mission at two reconstructions of the compound. They reconstructed it, but still they didn't know. And then finally they get the all clear on Thursday of last week when they confirmed beyond a doubt that bin Laden was in Abbottabad in northern Pakistan, because that's, of course, where they went in and ultimately got him. So it took 16 hours to make that decision. He didn't take it lightly. Speaking of Obama, this is a very, very big number. Do you know that according to Nielsen, that would be the ratings, 56 million people watched the president's statement on Sunday announcing the death of bin Laden? The Nielsen company says the audience was larger than other primetime addresses. Of course it was, including what happened at the end of March, the speech on Libya. So the word spread pretty quickly that Obama was going to give the speech, because remember, on the East Coast, he didn't give that speech until 11:35 p.m. That's the night before a new work week and school. And the speech, naturally, was carried live on everything, ABC, CBS, NBC, Telemundo, all of them, CNN, Fox, you name it, alphabet soup. So that's a pretty big number, 56 million people. You know, I'm fascinated by fossils. How many of you lived in an area when you were kids that you found arrowhead fossils, or you found fossils of some other sort, or you went on vacation to a place where you could find fossils? I happen to live not far from a big fossil area, and my nephew, when he comes to visit, he's all about it. He's a fossil hunter. He loves it, and he really knows, he knows a lot about fossils, so I've learned a lot about fossils through him. About 50 million years ago, ants the size of hummingbirds, they say, roamed what is now the state of Wyoming. And a new fossil discovery shows that, backs that up. They said the giant bugs might have crossed an Arctic land bridge between Europe and North America during a warm period in the Earth's history. So the specimen they found, this what they're calling a monstrously big ant, is 2 inches long. 2 inches long. And you had a paleontologist who reported the discovery in the official fossil book, which is the Proceedings of the Royal Society through Fossils, or something like that. The huge fossil deal. How's that? So the fossil ant is from Wyoming, and the site is called the Green River Formation, but it had been sitting in a drawer at the Denver Museum of Nature and History. A curator showed the fossil to Bruce Archibald, who's a paleontologist, and he knew what he was looking at and got excited about it. Isn't that, of course, while we have this old thing in the drawer here, I'm not really sure what it is. It's kind of intriguing. Oh, really? Well, how old that thing is? So we turn to Mexico, and Mexican official types are saying they had hoped to call in the Chilean experts to help rescue 14 miners. Did you know 14 miners were trapped in a coal mine? Instead, they had to tell relatives that 3 bodies were already found, and they didn't really have much hope for the 11 others that they would have survived. The gas explosion ripped through a vertical mine shaft, and it was on Tuesday. It was so powerful, it seriously injured a 15-year-old boy who was working on a conveyor belt outside of that pit. So pretty sad. They didn't have a chance to get the opinion of any of the 33 miners who survived almost 70 days underground. Remember last year following the collapse of that mine in Chile, and then they were finally rescued in October. Oof. Sad. There was like 80 to 100 people gathered outside, friends and relatives, I think, that were hoping for that same kind of miracle, and they did not get it. In the meantime, let's move to this other sad story, but at least they're connecting the dots in it, and we talked about it when it happened. The search parties that were scouring the sea, really the seabeds off of Brazil's northeast coast, have recovered the second of the 2 flight recorders, remember this, from that Air France plane that crashed into the Atlantic in June back in 2009. Wow, how long? So almost 2 years ago, that audio recorder, the discovery of the audio recorder, was 2 days after the flight recorder was fished up. It's bringing them closer to the cause of the crash, and it should have the recordings of the cockpit conversations during the final moments. They always want to hear those because maybe they'll get something from it that will help or know what had happened. And this was a sad story. It was one of those Airbuses. It just went into the sea off of Brazil, and it was going to Paris from Rio. after it hit some stormy weather. It killed all the people on board that plane, 228 passengers and crew. So pretty rough for the families. And maybe they'll be able to glean something. That's the key. Glean something from finding those devices. But it just shows you how, and that's the idea. You have these boxes and they're resilient. So here they are able to recover them almost 2 years later, the second one. And that could help bring some kind of closure to the investigation anyway as to what they were saying at the end. Speaking of closure, boy, wouldn't we love closure on this whole budget nonsense. Senate Democrats are eyeing a $4 trillion budget savings plan. At this point, the top Democrats in the Senate are saying that they're preparing a blueprint, is what they're calling it, to slash the deficit by that number, $4 trillion, over the next decade. And it's built on Barack Obama, the president's deficit commission. The budget committee chair, who we've talked about before, Kent Conrad, said the plan calls for a overhaul of the tax code. So it would strip out, we keep hearing this, tax write-offs, lowering income tax rates, but would leave Social Security untouched. You know, it seems like every time they talk about this, doesn't it make you more and more nervous? Okay, the people who really embody fuzzy math are working on some fuzzy math right now to try to figure out what they're going to do. What do we do? This is a crisis. Nobody's talking about it because we have other things that are pretty distracting right now, but we have not forgotten. It's still floating around out there. Somebody better do something soon, that's for sure. So $4 trillion budget savings deal. And here's ultimately the problem to this. You're talking about a decade down the road by pulling all the things into place. It's not enough, and it's too long to wait. If our backs have ever been against the wall, at least from a financial sense, certainly this is one of those key times when it's about action and not talking about it and dancing around ultimately the sacrifice that all of us are going to be forced to make. That's what it is. You know, the salad days are over. The go-go 80s are so in our rearview mirror that we're just going to have to face facts. We have to tighten that belt.